Rather than deny these emotions, reframing uses the power of those emotions to initiate change, leading to emotional strength, stamina, and personal growth. Every person's past is a powerful force that influences current decisions and relational dynamics in everyday experiences. Reframing does not negate the reality or power of the past. It is not a means for acting like the past never occurred. I have always felt the way to connect deeply with someone is to know what has hurt them deeply. I don't want to relive the past or push a person back into the past, but awareness of what was there can make all the difference in the world. One young lady came to me struggling with her ability to connect. If there were 10 levels of the deepest relationships, she felt she could only reach about level 4. From there, she guarded and protected herself, unwilling to open up to future hurts. There had to be something in the past that would help her connect better with the men she had no trouble getting to know to a certain level. In discussing her life experience, it turned out she was adopted, so there was a vague sense that the first man in her life had not accepted her. Then the parents who adopted her were in constant conflict and eventually divorced. She always felt her father was the second male to fail her at some level. But more than that, throughout the conflict between her parents, her father was careful not to be negative about her mother, even though the mother was unfaithful and angry and very disconnected. So the father was guarded in his interaction with her. In other words, the one man she connected with could only go so deep in his own turmoil. That left her holding him responsible and never sensing a full connection between the two of them. As we processed all this, it became evident the loving relationship her father had with her helped her to be comfortable with men and have many healthy male friendships. But the real or imagined abandonments and disappointments by the first two key men in her life led to great caution with deeper relationships. There was no way just thinking about them differently was going to help her. But reframing each new relationship with a man did help. She began to reframe each new relationship as a time to put something into the life of the other person while she learned to grow deeper and trust more. This reframing lessened her anxiety while on a date. She was no longer worried about her lack of depth and did not spend her time worrying about whether or not he liked her. She focused on and practiced the art of vulnerability when she was with someone who felt safe, and learned to connect on deeper levels. Once